heavy weaponry unremarked by non-combatants, had come a long way since 1914. The achievers, so-called because they got the job done, were keeping well back, as per instructions. 20 yards ahead was the target. White tee under a blue shirt, River repeated under his breath, adding details now to Spider's skeleton outline. Young, male, Middle Eastern looking. The blue shirt sleeves rolled up, the black jeans stiff and new. Would you buy new trousers for a jaunt like this? He stuffed the information away, a question to be asked later. A rucksack on the target's right shoulder listed, suggesting weight. The wire coiled into his ear like River's own. Might have been an iPod. Confirm visual. River touched his left ear with his left hand, spoke quietly into what looked like a button on his cuff. Confirmed. A gaggle of tourists crowded the concourse, their distribution of luggage suggesting they were circling the wagons. River skirted them, without taking his eyes off the target, who was heading for the annex platforms, those which waved off trains towards Cambridge and points east. Trains generally less packed than the northbound HSTs. Unbidden images arrived, of twisted metal scattered along miles of broken rails, of trackside bushes lit with flame and hung with scraps of meat. What you have to bear in mind, the OB's words, is that worst sometimes does come to worst. The worst had increased exponentially over the last few years. 2 transport cops by a ticket barrier ignored the target, but studied River. Don't approach, he warned silently. Don't come anywhere near me. It was the small details on which enterprises founded. Last thing he wanted was an audible altercation, anything that startled the target. The cops went back to their conversation. River paused and mentally regrouped. He was of average height, this young man, River Cartwright, was fair-haired and pale-skinned, with grey eyes that often seemed inward-looking, a sharpish nose and a small mole on his upper lip. When he concentrated, his brow furrowed in a way that led some to suspect him of puzzlement. Today he wore blue jeans and a dark jacket. But if you'd asked him this morning about his appearance, he'd have mentioned his hair. Lately he'd favoured a Turkish barber, where they go in close with the scissors and then apply a naked flame to the ears. They give no warning that this is about to happen. River emerged from the chair scoured and scalded like a doorstep. Even now his scalp tingled in a draught. Without taking his eyes off the target, now 40 yards ahead, without specifically taking his eyes off the rucksack, River spoke again into his button. Follow, but give him room. If the worst was a detonation on a train, next worst was one on a platform. Recent history showed that people on their way to work were at their most vulnerable. Not because they were weaker, but because there were a lot of them, packed in enclosed spaces. He didn't look round, trusting that the black-clad achievers were not far behind. To River's left were sandwich outlets and coffee bars, a pub, a pie stall. To his right, a long train lingered. At intervals along the platform, travellers negotiated suitcases through its doors, while pigeons noisily changed rafters overhead. A tannoy issued instructions, and the crowd on the concourse behind River swelled as individuals broke away. Always in railway stations, there was this sense of pent-up movement. A crowd was an explosion waiting to happen. People were fragments. They just didn't know it yet. The target disappeared behind a huddle of travellers. River shifted left, and the target appeared again. He passed one of the coffee bars, and a sitting couple triggered a memory. This time yesterday, River had been in Islington. His upgrading assessment involved compiling a dossier on a public figure. River had been allocated a shadow cabinet minister, who'd promptly had 2 small strokes and was in a private ward in Hertfordshire. There seemed no process for nominating a substitute, so River had picked one off his own bat and had followed Lady Di 2 days straight without being spotted. Office, gym, office, wine bar, office, home.